Hello and welcome to another video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. Here in this video tutorial we're going to take a look at something that's actually pretty cool, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people know about, which is why I'm going to make this video on it. And this should be a quick little tutorial here. What we're going to do is make this little photo gallery, but it's not going to be like a normal photo gallery like most people envision a photo gallery. This is more of a slideshow, but it only shows slides. Like, you don't have any buttons that the user clicks at all. And maybe it's not the most practical of slideshows or photo galleries, but that's not really the point of this tutorial. The point of this tutorial is to teach you about a little piece of code called intervals. And there are actually very interesting little things here inside of Flash. And I'm using Flash 8, by the way, and ActionScript 2.0, if you're wondering, if you're following along or considering following along. And basically, what's going to happen here with this slideshow when I export it is every 1 second, the photo is going to switch. I've got four photos, then at the end, the restart button fades in, and when I do that, it restarts. And that's every 1 second, this is changing. Now, it can be 1 second, it can be a half second, a quarter second, or it could be every 10 seconds, or every 30 seconds. You choose the amount of time between the action that is going to be triggered, and in this case the action that we're going to trigger is simply saying go to the next frame, go to the next frame, go to the next frame. So I'm going to actually put these four photos up on the site. You can download them from the download section of www.tutvid.com. That's T-U-T-V-I-D.com. If you would like to follow along, the reason I have these four photos is they're actually four photos that I've just cropped and made them exactly, what are the dimensions, 400 by 350 pixels. So that's really the reason that, you know, if you're going to use them, that's really the only reason you would need to use them. But you can go ahead and use them. You can use your own photos, whatever. But the whole point of this is to teach you about that little set interval piece of ActionScript. So let's get started here. We're going to create a new Flash document. And I'm immediately going to come in and change the size to 500. Or no, the width we're going to set to 400, the height to 500. And we can just leave it at 12 frames per second. So, here we go. We've got a tall Flash document, which I'm going to zoom out a little bit, actually. And first thing we're going to do is change the background color to a dark gray. Let's just say that dark gray looks good there. Now, what I need to do is import those photos. Now, I've got the photos over here, so I'm just going to drag them in. But you would come over here to import, import to library, click that, and browse through your hard drive to find your files. I've got my files, so I'm going to get them out of the library right now. As you can see right here, my images in my library there. I just dragged them in from Adobe Bridge, actually. Okay, so what we need to do is create three new layers here, and we're going to spread out those images over the course of a couple keyframes. Let's create our three new layers because this Flash file is going to be pretty simple. So we're going to create three new layers. Now we're going to name one button, BTN. We're going to name one AS for ActionScript. Actually, I'm going to put that one on top. We're going to name one images, images spelled correctly. There we go. And we're going to name one spotlight, which is simply that little spotlight effect I had going on behind the images in the other one. So we're going to start with the images. We're going to drag out about 10 frames here. I'm just going to hit F6. That drops in new keyframes there. Now in the images layer, I'm going to drop in new keyframes here and here and here because I've got four images. So each image is going to get a keyframe. I'm going to grab image one, drag it out. Hey, it looks like our Flash file needs to be a little bit wider. Let's set the width to 500 and the height to 425. Looks like I messed up on my dimensions a little bit. There we go. That's a little more fitting. Just like that. And actually, I'm going to hit Command or Control K to bring up my Align palette. Hit Align to Stage. I'm going to align it to the horizontal and vertical centers of the stage. I'm going to do that with all of my photos here. I'm going to drag in Image 2. Quickly align that. Go to the next frame. Hit Image 3. By the way, a quick way to switch between frames is, or are, I should say, the period and comma buttons. period moves you forward to the next frame, comma moves you back. So we're going to hit period to move us forward. We're going to drag out our last image, and we're going to align that in both directions as well. Command Control K to get rid of the align palette. Now, we're going to leave the money image up for now because we're going to need something to fill in until the end. So just leave that money image up for now. What we need to do is create our restart button and create the action script that makes this go to the next image. But before doing any of that, we're going to create the spotlight that sits behind our image just so we can take care of that and get it out of the way. Grab the ellipse tool and white, you know what? Yeah, let's stick with white fill. I am going to set my images to outline mode. If you don't know how to use outline mode, it's just clicking that little colored box. Sets to outline mode. I'm going to lock that layer actually so I don't mess it up. Alright, I'm going to spread this circle out this way a little bit. Now all I'm going to do is come up here to modify, shape, soften fill edges, and let's just say distance of 20 and 20 number of steps. There we go. So we've got softened a bit. You know what? That's not enough. Let's say shape, soften fill edges. Let's try more like 65. Okay, I forgot. 50 is the highest we can go. So let's take it to 50. And by the way, expand. If you didn't notice, I had it set to expand there. Select that entire spotlight. You should probably select it by hitting the keyframe there, not selecting, because each of those rings is its own little thing. If I were just to select, you can see I can select any ring there. So you want to select the whole thing using that keyframe and just convert it to a movie clip symbol so you don't lose track of it, and you know it can get really unmanageable really quickly. Let's just call the spotlight. And the reason I created a movie clip symbol out of that is simply so I can reduce the alpha. So I'm going to select it, bring up the properties panel, I go to alpha, and we're going to set the alpha to right around 15. So just like that, we've got a subtle spotlight effect behind the image. Just sort of pulls the image right off the background that it's sitting on. So we're going to lock up that spotlight layer so we don't mess it up in the future. All right. The next thing we're going to do is drag our button frame right out to the frame after this last image frame. And in this file, we actually need three keyframes for actions. So I'm just going to drag that frame up there too. So we have three keyframes here for actions. One at the beginning, one here, and one at the very end. So let's do the actions for the very beginning. And this is where we are going to set our interval. First thing we're going to tell this Flash movie is to stop. Because if it doesn't stop, it's just going to play through the movie, you know, bam, 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 one image after the other after the other. So we need to tell it to stop. Now we are going to give our interval a name. So we're going to call it, let's call it time interval. Notice I put a capital I at interval. I like to name my stuff, if you haven't noticed, in Flash. Just like Flash coding syntax is, and that is with your first word, lowercase, the second word, and every preceding word after the first word, you capitalize the first letter of that word. So I'm saying time, capital I, interval. I like to do that with my my layers and my instance names as well. Occasionally I'll break the rule, but just in general, I like to stick to it. So here we're going to say set interval. Notice that syntax that I just told you about. Open parenthesis. Now the function name, and in this case, the function name is going to be next photo. We're going to name our function next photo because that's just what I want to name it. And we're going to say 1,000. Now that's 1,000 milliseconds, which equals 1 second. If I wanted this to be 3 seconds or 5 seconds, I could say 5,000 for 5 seconds. I could say 10,000 for 10 seconds, and it goes on and on. We're going to stick with 1 second because that's just a little more time friendly, and I'm bad enough when it comes to time on these videos. Anyway, now we're going to get to the next line of code, and here is where we're going to create that next photo function. So we're going to say function next photo. There we go. Parentheses, open curly bracket, closed curly bracket, and the curly bracket, as I always say, is between the P and the slash keys, just above the enter or the return key. And the function that we want this to execute is simply go to the next frame. So we're just going to say next frame. Just like that. Now, if I were to export this movie, every 1 second goes to the next frame. Problem is, it just is going to sit on this money frame for 6 seconds, and then it's going to go blank, and then it should go back to the beginning. Actually, no, it won't go back to the beginning. I take that back. But it's going to go to the end, and it's going to stop on the last frame here. Not very exciting, and you're kind of left in the dark as to what to do. So that's why we're going to create the button. So let's create this button here that just says restart. So just grab the text tool and come down here. Set the static text, and let's make the size 12. We can make it bold while we're at it. And let's just type restart question mark, all caps. And we're going to grab the align palette once again. We're going to align it to the horizontal center of stage, which happens to be right there. Okay, we're going to select the text, hit F8, and we're going to convert this to a button clip, and we're going to say restart TXT. Now, with this text, we need to create a hit area that someone can easily click. Right now, if I were just to copy this over to the hit area, you would have to roll over the very tip of your mouse over one of these tiny letters, which at 100%, you can see the letters are still pretty small. So instead of using the text as my hit area, I'm going to leave the text there just as a guide, but I'm going to grab the rectangle tool, and I'm going to draw a rectangle that covers the entire area plus some. So it's kind of like you just swing the mouse in the direction of the restart button, and you'll end up hitting it, which is going to make it much easier for a lot of people. Now, right next to this restart button, I just want to right-click and hit insert blank key. No, I don't want to do that. We want to fade this restart button in. So I'm going to drag this out to here. So now we have a restart keyframe at the 10th frame and a restart keyframe at the 5th frame. I'm going to create a motion tween between them, and I'm going to select the restart on the 5th frame and reduce that alpha to 0. So here at this point, the restart will fade in. And I want to clear that keyframe so that money stays up, and I also want to clear that keyframe. Get rid of those blank keyframes there at the end. So when it comes to here, that image still shows, the spotlight still shows, and the restart button is sitting there waiting for the user to press it. Okay. Now we need to get this ready so when we press this restart button, we can restart the movie and have this interval here click us through the images again. The problem is, if we just restart this whole Flash movie, that interval will be triggered a second time, so these images will flip through at a different rate of speed, and it'll really mess things up. So what we need to do is here at this keyframe right here, when the images stop, we need to tell Flash to clear the interval. So we need to say clear interval. And remember, we gave that interval a name, which I just so happened to forget. Time interval. There we go. So we're going to type time interval and semicolon. And we can also just tell it to play from this point on out. So that's the code we need there. And if we, well, let's just throw a stop action here on the end so Flash stops at the end. Let's see what happens. We got first image, second image, third image, fourth image, and then the restart button. When I press restart, obviously nothing happens. Now, all that's left to do is code this restart button, which is super easy to do. Select the actual button, bring this up, and we're going to say on release. Oops. What did I do there? There we go. On release, go to and stop. 1 for frame 1. Okay, and that's it. That should be it for this one. Let's just test it out. Got a first image, second image, third image, fourth image. Restart button fades in. I press restart. 1, 2, 3, 4. Restart button fades in. And there we go. Just like that. A simple photo gallery, and it's time-based, and you can go in, you can edit the amount of time, so the user doesn't have to press any buttons except, obviously, the restart button. This, you could use it as an alternative to buttons. You could use it in conjunction with buttons. There's all kinds of things you can do. I just thought I'd throw it out there as a quick little video, and I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly hope you learned something from it. Please go check the site out. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you for watching.